It's 7:03 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, let me tell you what I played this last set of the first hour. As always, Back Me Up, now the Rhythm Rockers, and Madness. A week or two, I think I'm going to switch the, I'm going to be more diligent switching over the talk break beds. God knows I got a ton of instrumentals. Anyway, the last word did Sleepy Hollow, a track originally released on the Downey label 1966. I got off the compilation. It came from the garage. Oh, no, actually, it came from the garage! Nuggets from Southern California. It came out on Ace in 2007. For that, Tommy Navarro and the Sundialers from 1961. And the Bricks and Stones Twist. Got off a album, Twist Around the Town. Came out in 1961 on the Urania label. Gee, I wonder why that label's not making records anymore. I wonder. Then we kicked off this very short set to end the first hour with Gary U.S. Bonds from 1965 on the Le Grand label and Do the Bumpsy. Yes. Head on over to the Independent tonight and Do the Bumpsy. John Funky, he'll be swinging vinyl from 10 to 1. Check it out. Say hi to him. Tell him I sent you. And maybe you can buy him a drink. Anyway, coming up, we got this week's song that everybody knows and a whole lot more. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Christ.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:20 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, let me let you in on what I played this first set of the second hour. Now, let's turn that down a little bit. There we go. Anyway, you just heard The Move, a track originally released on the DRAM label in 1967, I believe. I want to say it was the B-side to I Can Hear the Grass Grow. I'm probably wrong. Greg Weatherby, who's really into them, and another buddy of mine, I grew up in high school, because this was from the essentially from the soundtrack of my adolescence. I got off the compilation of the Best Of thing. I like to call those compilations the Best Of things. It's all one artist. Best Of thing called Movements. Came out in 1997 on West Side. Wave Your Flag and Stop the Train by The Move. Part of my adolescence was the Best of The Move that came out on A&M back in 1971, I think. And that's how The Move became the part of the soundtrack of my adolescence. Anyway, before that, you heard John Kiley with Rico Petrocelli on drums from 1966, before Red Sox Nation actually gained traction, which was in the Cardiac Kids 1967 team, and Paris, the Boston Bruins theme. And if you went to as many Bruins games as a kid as I did, it was positively electrifying. You know, seeing the guys like Bobby Orr, Esposito, Kenny Hodge, Pye McKenzie, Sanderson all coming out. You know, it was just, they looked unbeatable. John Kiley was the answer to the trivia question, who played for all for the Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics. And that was John Kiley. He was the organist. He also was the organist at Braves Field from 1947 to 1952. When the Braves moved, he went over to Fenway Park and played organ there until 1990. Died in 1993. And he released a couple of albums, and this was one of them. Came out in 1966, so I suppose it could qualify as garage. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, Perry, the Boston Bruins theme, and the name of the album is Red Sox Organ Music. Anyway, before that, you heard the Ebb Tides do Little Women, originally released on the Clark label in 1965. I got off the CD compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volumes 5 and 6. Well, that, this week's song that everybody knows, The Crystals, from 1963 in the Phillies label, and Da Do Run Run. And then we kicked it off with the Human Freedom and Security. Well, that's why they went nowhere either. A track called I Was Wrong. I think I might have played that a couple of weeks ago. I don't keep a master playlist that tells me what I played, because I just don't want to deal with it. But anyway, Human Freedom and Security did I Was Wrong. I got that off the compilation. That was the second disc of Psychedelic States, Maryland in the 60s. It was originally released on the Kmart label in 1970. Anyway, let's get back into it. Coming up in about 37 minutes will be The Lounge with Danny, the Cast of Thousands. Stick around. Meanwhile, you listen to Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
And 6 nights of having fun. The odds against going to heaven is 6-1. Ooh, you walk on the wild side. And the devil is waiting, waiting to take your hand. And you're walking with Satan a long way from the promised land. Well, one day of praying and 6 nights having fun, baby. No good. The odds against going to heaven.
chance of having one, baby, that's no good. The odds against going to heaven, 6-1.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway, let me tell you what I just played. Just heard the original, Brenda Lee with The Crying Game. That was actually the B-side to Thanks a Lot. I actually like Boy George's version from the movie the same name rather a lot. But Brenda Lee did The Crying Game. That was from 1964. Came out on Decca. Before that, Marvin Gaye did Walk on the Wild Side. I'll tell you, I love that song. I've been listening to that all week. single came out on Tamla in 1964. Before that, The Strange Loves and Carolyn didn't get any traction in the charts. I believe it was in the Hot 100. It was a big hit in Europe and was covered many times. It was released in 1965 on the Bang label. Strange Loves did Carolyn. And we kicked it off at the Jagged Edge. A track called You Can't Keep a Good Man Down. I got off the compilation Wild Sides Volume 2. Came out on Retrogene a number of years ago. Originally released on the Gallant label in 1966. 617-627-3800. I'm going to call if you want to touch base. 73800 on the Tufts campus. Want to get a hold of me between shows? You can email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And don't be bashful. Make me an ID. Well, if I got to wear the lampshade on my head for 2 hours, you can do it for 38 seconds. Anyway. Yeah, so you can make an ID. Mention me, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. And I'll play it. You got to keep it clean. I mean, because I don't need any help getting kicked off of here. Anyway, I got a flip side to a song that was requested a number of weeks ago, probably a month ago. I said, I'm going to play this flip side, even though it's well past lunchtime. Well, actually, no, it is. It's a lunchtime tribute to one of my internet friends. So I'm going to play that as we coast towards the end of the show. Yep, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
I'm a mook.
Yeah.
What's a mook?
Who knows I love you? Who knows?
'cause I care about you. I cannot do without you. So darling, tell me who knows. Tell me who knows. You must know I love you. You must know I care about you. Oh, oh, oh baby, take me in your arms and say you.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
I remember the days when things were real bad for me. It was right after my accident, when I lost my hand. It seemed like I was all alone, with nobody to help me. You know, I almost gave up all my hopes and dreams. But then something inside me kept telling me, way down inside me, over and over again, to keep going on, yeah, on. Things are better for me now, because I found that I love music. So I learned to play the drums and got myself a band. And now we're starting to make it. And if you can make it at something you love, wow, you got it all. So I'm saying this to all of you. All of you who think you'll never make it. All you guys and girls, because you're so bad off. Or maybe you think you're a little different or strange. So listen to me now, because I've lived through it all. Now there's just one thing that I need. Not sympathy, and I don't want no pity. But a girl. A real girl. One that really loves me. And then I'll be the complete man. So I'm gonna tell you, right now, listen.
Don't turn your head. Don't turn your head. Don't turn your head. Refreshes you best.
It's the refreshing end.
The little old ladies from Pasadena, swinging young honeys from Ipanema, the mods and rockers from Liverpool, reach the coast cause they wanna be cool. Now,
party, food, and you go better with stay.